everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching two more episodes of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. This time out, the Rangers have bad dreams in your dreams, and then they're drawn into a comic book in Drawn Into Danger. So without any further ado, we're going to jump into our first episode, and we are going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go. In Your Dreams was the 33rd episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. It first aired on October 16th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Britta Johnstone. Now, this episode is interesting because it actually is a great episode to burn out some footage that they weren't using in a full adaptions. So we're going to see a lot of footage from episodes that they either decided they couldn't or didn't want to try to fully adapt. Nighttime in Reefside, and he's Anton Mercer's got his son in on the side of his bed. That's nice.
I've got to put an end to this.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
My newest creation is almost ready.
I don't know why you even bother anymore. All your experiments are doomed to fail.
Master, is something wrong? You're in an even more foul mood than usual.
That worthless creature, Mercer, couldn't sleep from nightmares. His very existence drains the energy from me. I must find a way to eliminate him completely.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so Mercer weakens him. Okay.
Some cultures think that if you're destroyed in your dreams, you won't ever wake up. What if we attack the Rangers?
That is true. Some cultures do believe that. Not that you necessarily fully die, but you kind of become brain dead, I think.
What are you guys doing here so late?
After all, you know I love being a Ranger, but it can really put you in a crunch when it comes to homework. This paper on primates is taking up all my free time.
I know what you mean. I've got a 10-page report on reptiles due on Monday.
Well, I got you guys beat. I am totally caught up with my homework.
Really?
My mom wants me to take her Christmas shopping mall weekend.
Oh.
I suggest everybody go home and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna hit it.
Good idea.
I'm gonna stay here for a little while longer. I got a midterm coming up and I'm way behind.
Don't be too late.
I've adjusted the newer...
So obviously this doesn't take place as... around the time of the airing, because it's October and you don't have midterms till January, really. They got cameras everywhere, even in their rooms. Sleep missiles? Is that what he said? Oh, that had to hurt. Really, he's getting ticked off because of the weapon being taken? Okay. I think I vaguely remember this episode from the Power Ranger. The Alba Ranger? Wow, how old am I? Oh, they didn't show the whole thing. He punched it right in the chest, right through the chest, I think. And he just made a Johnny Cash reference.
Dr. Oliver, sorry we're a little late.
Hey, guys. It's all good.
Right up. Anyway, he punched it through the stomach or something, and that destroyed it. That's why he was in that stance. They actually cut around that. Why? Oh, they could have ended it right where there, right where it was. Five minutes in, we're already getting a Megazord battle.
Now for the big squeeze.
Ow. Oh, that's interesting. Some of the Alba Ranger goofiness can work with dreams. Is that a pill? That's aspirin or poison. Okay, you know what?
Sweet. Just what we needed.
I am fully aware that there is not much footage of the Black Ranger in a cockpit. But even in Tommy's dream, he's not piloting a Zord.
For dinner.
Let's try.
Well, that didn't work.
Stupid reptiles.
Wow, a real lion.
Oh, that monster.
What's your name?
This monster sticks around for like half of Alba Ranger, and I think it even came back in the 20th anniversary movie. And yes, it is in love with the Yellow Ranger. Was it drooling?
Kira, what's the matter?
Keep that freak away from me!
Time for a distraction! Trip ties!
Huh? The rattle staff!
Alright, so this has so far been a very good way to save money while also giving us action. By the way, the telephone on top of it actually works. He uses it sometimes to talk to the, to call people, call rangers and the Yellow Ranger, or the White Ranger, I mean.
Man, I'm glad that's over.
What's going on here? Some kind of dream curse?
Well, it better wake up soon. What was that about?
And he's not going to sleep, so he won't have a dream.
Still awake? Why can't you be a slacker like most kids?
Hey! Why am I taking offense to that? I'm not a kid. They're doing this filter thing again.
Hold on. Come out, come out, wherever you are!
Oh, goody, you found us.
Okay, now I know this must be a dream. Because nothing in reality could be that ugly.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know what? I think they've got American footage in this. Nice. How many times have we seen Tommy's Brachio staff be part of the weapon or the Z-Rex blaster? No. We're not going to watch the whole thing, are we? They can skip it, right? Nope. We get to watch the whole transformation sequence again. That's sped up a little bit. Jeez, just keep hitting it. What was that?
I'm ready to wake up now.
It can shoot from its feet? Oh, thank goodness I came from the top part of his back. Oh. Well, that's interesting. No, they're not gonna. Oh.
Take two, tornado drill.
So they just had to wear it down first, huh? I wonder if the music is actually part of the dream. That, by the way, is an Elvis reference. This takes place in 2004, right?
That was a little too real.
We've had a Johnny Cash and an Elvis Presley reference. I don't know that any kid watching this would have, even then, would have known much about either of them.
I suggest Red Ranger doesn't.
Not to worry.
Good suggestion. Can't promise you anything.
He is in for a very long sleep. Well, nighty night, Red Ranger.
Oh, his whole room is red.
I hate Christmas.
You hate Christmas, really?
Who are we chasing? I have no idea. I don't know if you'll ever catch me.
Ha! Christmas monster. Yeah, we really don't get to see the Christmas monster as much, because they don't really focus on Christmas too much on, well, at least not in the Disney era or the earlier Saban era. We haven't had a Christmas episode since Zio, right? How can you tell they're using all Sentai footage? Only Triptoids.
You.
The distortion they've already done is kind of hiding the distortion made by the bells.
Kira, you there?
Yeah, I'm up. I just had the strangest dream.
Me too. And I don't think it was a regular dream. It's more like one of Mezogog's warped ideas.
We better contact the others. Kira to Trent. Hello?
Well, Kira looks different without her makeup on.
Is everything okay over there?
Yeah, still studying.
Okay, look, whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Easy for you to say.
Connor! Connor, come in!
Connor, wake up!
We're getting thrashed! This is like some bad dream!
You think?
Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
Glad Tommy could show up just to get blasted. Alright, so if this is from a Christmas episode, that means it's near the end of the series. He could Triassic up, right?
I think he's in trouble.
I think we should check in with Dr. O.
Dr. O? Something freaky's going on tonight.
Don't tell me. Bad dreams?
All three of us, and Connor's not coming out of his.
Well, maybe he needs some help.
How about it, Kira?
Got it.
Oh, what are they doing? Oh, using the dino power.
What's going on?
The power of the dino gyms.
Whoa!
Check it out!
Now that's what I call powered up. Yeah! Triassic Ranger, full power! Hello, no!
See? Oh, look, it's snowing.
Welcome to my winter wonderland. Whatever, wherever you go through. Yeah.
Ouch. We got Christmas music. That's nice. Stabbed right through it. With the washed out effects and everything, it was hard to tell. Oh, they forgot the filter on the footage there. She can see the dreams? The sound effects, though, they're making the bell sounds every time it puts its hands together. Uh-oh, Santa presents. Oh no, just rope. Tommy in the dream too? Not bad. You know, I could have sworn it was always known as the Lunar Orb, but maybe that's in the subtitles of Alva Ranger.
Online.
That's how you do that. Ouch.
Okay. No way am I going Christmas shopping.
That's the lesson he got from that? Maybe no one will notice. He was right there the whole time.
Lambigus, you're not pleased the Rangers weren't destroyed in their dreams?
No. Now welcome to your nightmare.
Oh! What is he gonna do to her?
Man, I'm dragging this morning.
It's not like any of us slept last night.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to a nice long weekend where I can just chill. I think we all earned it.
What's that? Doesn't he have a midterm?
At least one of us got some sleep.
Seriously, doesn't he have a midterm you're supposed to do? Crocovile, Rumba Monkey, Rude Elf, and Squid Rose. Rude Elf. I get it. Rude Elf. The red-nosed monster. So we'll see. By this, this way, they don't even have to use the stock footage of them transforming, because, you know, they just did that. And Tommy didn't have to have a reason to show up. He just shows up late every time. I think there was some original footage used for the Rumba Monkey part, though. Anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for our first episode. I'll be right back with our second one.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers Dino Thunder, part of Jetix on ABC Family. On the next all-new Power Rangers Dino Thunder, the team gets trapped inside a comic book.
How dare you invade my kingdom?
Trent, we need your help.
And Trent is their only hope.
This story's not over yet.
Power Ranger Dino Thunder, part of Jetix. Next Saturday morning at 8:30, 7:30 Central on ABC Family. Now back to Power Rangers Dino Thunder, part of Jetix on ABC Family.
Hey, I'm back, and we're ready to start our second episode, so let's jump right into it in 3, 2, 1, go. Drawn into Danger was the 34th episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. It first aired on October 23rd, 2004, my wife's birthday. Written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Britta Johnstone. Wait a minute.
Goal! The young rookie takes down the mighty McKnight in a stunning upset.
Where'd you learn to slide tackle like that?
What?
I used to play in a league when I was little. Guess I still got some moves.
Good, because I need a practice partner.
Never came up.
How about tomorrow at 10?
I can't. Carson Brady's going to be at the Cyber Cafe to sign his latest graphic novel. There's no way I'm missing that.
Isn't he like your total comic book god?
He's the best. I'm so stoked to actually get to meet him.
Well, I still need a practice partner, so...
She just popped up out of nowhere.
Gentlemen, I trust you have a permit to use the field after school hours?
Of course.
Oh, look at that! Got her.
Yes, well, it does seem to be in order.
She's so upset about this.
Antifungal spray?
Have a nice day, Miss Randall.
Wait, he knows, right?
This is going to be fabulous.
Maybe? Seriously, though, when did Ethan and,
It smells.
Well, when did Ethan get so athletic?
If you think it smells bad, where do you see what it does?
Ooh, what does it do?
Exactly. How will this new plan of yours bring down the Ranger?
Good question.
Haven't you ever heard of the saying, the pen is mightier than the sword?
But it's a glowy pen. Might be a little noticeable.
Hi, thanks for being here.
Has he only ever sold the one book? What is this? Oh, look! Oh, and they're doing the old 60s Batman pastiche.
It's called an undercover assignment, Devin. If we're doing a report on comic book fandom, we have to get inside the culture. Look around, all these freaks and geeks are dressed this way.
No.
It's just my tights. They're a little tight, and I think they might cut off my circulation.
Some superhero you are.
There's a lot of people standing there in regular outfits. Okay.
Mr. Brady.
So here's a weird question.
Please, call me Carson.
Are these all characters from his comic?
First edition of Lexicon Extreme. Haven't seen one of these for a while.
I've been collecting your stuff from the beginning. I mean, you were my inspiration to draw comics.
I'm flattered. I'd love to see your work sometime.
Seriously, that would be amazing.
I always try to support new artists.
Can you talk to my dad for me?
Let me guess. He doesn't think that being a comic book artist is the wisest career choice?
Yeah, I think it falls somewhere on his list between being a reality show host and a dog walker.
My father felt the same way. But when he saw how happy it made me, he came around.
When he saw it?
I bet yours will too.
Yeah, I doubt it. Thanks.
Excuse me! Excuse me, Trader.
Hey.
Jeez.
Mr. Brady. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks. You can call me Carson.
And you can call me Principal Randall. You're such a wonderful artist. I love the way you draw those little pictures. Please, accept this gift from one of your biggest fans.
That is a weird looking pen,
thanks.
Regardless of anything.
I can never have too many pens.
Perhaps you could use it on your new project.
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
Well, from what I've seen, comic artists don't actually use pens too much. Not like a regular ink pen like that. They usually use pencils. And then the inks, it's done like with actual like marker or special ink, not like that kind of pen. You also don't draw on a regular pad of paper like that either. Or that quickly. Man, this is a long night. Seriously, though, if it's a good comic book, there's no way he did it overnight.
Let's go, Ethan. Good job.
Go, Ethan. Come on, you can do it.
All right, let's go.
Well, that's a little bit better, though. See, Connor should be a ton better.
Wow, Ethan actually has some game.
You didn't think he was hit by some weird personality-altering meteor again?
Call back! Like it. Oh, that's different.
Dr. O, your thoughts on this?
No clue.
This is crazy.
What's happening?
Hang on, guys.
Well, they are Power Rangers, so any number of things could be happening. Oh, look at this!
Okay.
A filter!
Any guesses on where we are?
I'm thinking alternate dimension.
I'm thinking comic book dimension.
This is awesome.
My experience with these kind of places? Not so awesome. Let's just be careful. Keep our eyes open.
Well, oh, no problem. Come back out of it, then. Come back out of... Or keep going in. Well, that's different.
Cool characters.
Okay, Ethan, you're the comic book expert. What do we do now?
Bro, I usually just read them. Going inside, this is a whole new thing.
Also, he's not a comic book expert. Have you never met Trent?
How dare you invade my kingdom? Intruders must be destroyed!
Please tell me someone bought a really big eraser.
Leave this place!
Oh, this is kind of gross. I'm not a fan of this art thing. Although that is a great way to cut to commercial and come back from commercial.
Hope we can get our morph on in this place. Ready! Ready!
Wow, even the morph sequence has been filtered. So they're also putting this filter over some Sentai footage, too. So I'm not going to really be able to tell too easily when they switch. I think this is still American footage, though. Yeah, it didn't work the first time. Why not try it a second time? I like this. One at a time! Because we're a team. Oh, okay, we're in the Sentai footage. You can see snow. Nifty?
Is that snow?
How can it be?
It's her world. She makes the rules. Time to break a few.
Is he grading papers? He's actually pretty good.
Yep.
Huh, wonder what that was about.
Looks like you could use a pick-me-up.
I've been up all night drawing. I guess it shows.
Hey, Carson, what's up?
Just who I stopped by to see. An advanced copy of my new comic. Thought you might like to check it out before it hits the stands.
You're kidding.
Hits the stands already. He just drew it last night.
Can't believe how fast I wrote it.
I was drawing like I was possessed or something.
But this is great.
Thanks.
Hope you like it. I gotta get it to my publisher. Bye.
See ya.
So he's just leaving with... Or is that a copy of it?
That's weird.
What is it?
I think it's a copy.
Look.
You regret entering my frozen kingdom!
Like we have a choice. This is getting old. Trent, we need your help!
We need your help? How? You don't think they're really in here?
Keep looking.
How did he know to say that?
Look at this. It's got Connor, Kira, and Ethan. It's too real.
Tommy's in there too. You didn't say anything to Carson, did you?
No.
See how it ends.
I'm not sure I want to.
Uh-oh. That can't be good.
Trent, what happens?
The Power Rangers don't survive.
That's one way to get around saying they die.
There's gotta be an explanation for this. I mean, how come I'm not written in here?
Maybe it's some warped plan to have you see the others destroyed first? Where are you going?
I gotta find Carson.
So the Sentai they're adapting here is the first time that Alvari Kiltler decides to actually join the team. We're very near the end of the Sentai as well. But this is his redemption story, basically. No, it's not!
Carson, wait up.
Hey, Trent, what's going on?
You tell me. What's the deal with this comic?
What do you mean? Well, I told you, I finished last night.
Why did the Rangers lose at the end?
To tell you the truth, I don't even remember drawing half of it. It's just a blur.
You said you felt like you were possessed or something.
Well, yeah, I got this new pen, and the ideas just started...
From who?
...flowing out of me.
You can't get that comic published.
Tell them who it's from.
Are you crazy? This is the best work I've done in years. Nobody's gonna stop me from publishing it.
Mind stepping back a minute?
Okay.
Right. White Ranger, Dino Power.
Is this some sort of trick?
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was the only way you'd listen to me.
Whoa. And you were jealous of my job.
Listen, we don't have much time. Somehow the other Rangers got trapped inside your comic book. I've got to get them out.
Whatever I can do to help, what do you need?
Give me the pen. I think I know how to change the ending of your story.
Huh?
What are you going to do? Oh, he's going to draw himself into a panel? Okay, it worked. Cold Front. Huh. That would have been a really good title for this episode, actually. Wouldn't that be funny if that was actually the working title of the episode and then they changed it later? See, it's the Sentai roll call.
Blue Ranger. Yeah. Terror Power. Yellow Ranger.
Dracula Power. Black Ranger. Dragon Power. White Ranger.
There they go. I think that footage is used unfiltered in the opening, isn't it? Wow, what changed, though, that he's able to do damage?
Use your dino gems. It's working. My energy's growing. What is this?
Yeah, what is this? Oh, this gets used later on. In the finale, I believe.
We did it.
A much better ending. Excuse me while I geek out. This is too much.
Thanks for all your help.
No problem.
Oh, how did that thing get out?
Whoa. Looks like we got another chapter.
Oh, okay, this is where it goes from a Trent episode to letting Connor take care of everything.
Nobody invited you here.
No matter. I will rule this land as my new kingdom.
Are you through? Because I am. Shield of Triumph.
Jurassic Power.
So does this mean that Mr. Comic Book Man knows their secret identities besides Trent? It's just ridiculous. Come on. Although I like the sound effect. Miss me, now you gotta kiss me. Ew. Okay, not bad. Yeah, you can never make that sound cool. You know, the boots that he wears when he's in the Battleizer mode goes from Ranger slash Sentai boots to more like rain boot with attachments.
The pen is mightier than the sword, eh? My patience with
well, technically, yes. He used the blast, so. Oh.
I told you never.
Let's not be nasty to each other.
My presence.
I'm only saying, my lord, that Mercer. I mean, that fool. Threatens to ruin our plans.
Our plans.
No one will ruin my plans. You should only be worried about whether or not you will be around to see them come to pass.
Ooh, them's fighting woods. Wow, they're showing off their tuchuses. Well, no, the blue guy is.
Who knows superheroes better than you?
How far into the future is this?
Because you draw them so well.
Thanks.
Seriously, Trent, I think you have real talent.
And your publisher was cool with you writing with an unknown artist?
Not exactly. We had to find someone else to fund it. Some big corporate guy. Anton Mercer, I think, was his name. Bankrolled the whole thing. Seems like a good guy.
Wow.
Hey, Cassidy, do you mind if we wrap up this assignment? I think I might be getting a rash.
So, this is supposed to be the same day?
Superhero, fighting evil at every turn, laughing in the face of danger. Oh, wait a minute. I need a catchy name.
How about Super Snob?
Mega Ego?
No, I was thinking something more like Fantastic Girl.
No, somebody just stole my bike.
Oh, wait. That sounds like a job for Fantastic Girl.
And, Devin.
So who's gonna get the guy's bike back? Okay, you know, the first time that episode was on, I remember really liking it. It changed my opinion. It's not terrible, but it's not great. That filter makes it really hard to really see what's going on. Although it does hide the switching between the American and Japanese footage, so that's interesting. But the there's no way they got a comic done that fast. Well, first off, there's no way the guy drew the comic overnight, a whole comic. I mean, you got too much detail unless it's like, I mean, that's got to have some extreme close-ups. You have to have time to be able to draw like the background environments. You might be able to get the characters all drawn in, but the backgrounds? No. Not to mention inking it. Although, I guess he just drew it with a pen. So, I guess he didn't have to ink it. But anyway, and then collaborating with Trent is cool, but there's no way that happened that quick either. So anyway, unless that was a flash forward to after Dino Thunder's over. Maybe. But anyway, that'll do it for this week. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Next time out, we are going to be watching the next two episodes of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, House of Cards, and Test of Trust. It's our penultimate episode of Dino Thunder coverage. So I hope to see you then. Until next time, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.